Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph. I'm the floor supervisor. Good afternoon. How can I help you today?
Yes, I had ordered some keto pills, but when I ordered offline, it was $7.90-something for a free trial, like, you know, the 30-day trial. But now I see that they're trying to charge me $91. And the lady before you saying that something kind of about a subscription, that was just a 30-day trial. Now they charged me for the real pills, something like that. But I told her when I ordered, it didn't say nothing about after your 30-day trial, this is how much it's going to cost or this is what you got to pay. All it said was 30-day trial, and it was $7. And it actually was $6, but came up $7, you know, tax and all that. And then it also added the cleanser. So I really spent $14 that I wasn't going to spend. I just wanted the pills, not just the cleanser. But they already charged me for the $14, so I went on and took it. But then when I received it in the mail, and I made me a doctor's appointment to be sure that I can take this, he told me no. So I wasn't going to worry about it. But when I checked my account today, I see there's a pending charge of $91 or $92.
Okay, ma'am, I do apologize. I completely understand about that and how that can be very frustrating. I'll be more than happy to go and get to the bottom of this for you. Do you mind, though, providing me with the zip code that is on the account you're calling in about today?
28340.
Okay, and that, can I have the first and last name, please?
Tremilla McLean.
Thank you. And can I have the shipping address that's on the account, ma'am?
600 Canal Street, Fairmont, North Carolina.
Okay, I'm looking to count with that information today. It looks like it was a trial you placed for the keto and the cleanse, ma'am. It was initially a 14-day trial period for $7.45 and $6.70. After that initial 14-day trial ended, if you didn't call back to cancel, as it states in the terms and conditions, you were going to be billed the full retail price of the trial and placed on the home.
So after the 14 days, if you don't call back to cancel a free trial, they're going to charge you $91 when they didn't put that in the fine print? Hello?
So it was all stated in the terms and conditions, ma'am, when you placed the order, ma'am, that it was a 14-day trial period. But what I can go ahead and do, ma'am, I completely understand that. About that, and I do apologize for any misunderstanding with those terms and conditions. What I can do for you today is provide you with a 35% refund to the end of trial cost for you, ma'am.
5%.
35% refund.
Okay.
I love you, bro. Stay up, bro.
Well, okay.
Okay, ma'am, I'm going to go ahead and get that issued for you today. And just to verify, is there currently a dispute with your bank, ma'am?
A dispute with my what?
Have you filed a dispute with your bank currently? I just need to verify.
Yes, I had called today and see what it was, and I told her what happened, and so she had to cancel my card. Because the name that's on, it's a weird name. It don't say nothing about Keo. I don't know what that name is, so I didn't know what it came from. So I had called my bank.
I'm working on getting. Okay, ma'am. So just to verify, you have not filed a dispute with your bank. That's what I'm hearing as of yet.
No, she said they can't do nothing because it's saying pending charge. But she did cancel my card.
Ma'am. I'm looking over the account. I'm getting this refunded for you, okay? Bear with me.
Thank you.
As long as it's with the same banking establishment, ma'am, the refund should be back on the account. As long as you didn't change, like, the different to different banking establishment, ma'am, okay?
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Bear with me while I go ahead and finish getting this refunded for you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to refund you, bless me.
Mm-hmm.
That is impossible.
If you want to go that way. Hey, how you know? Hey, who are they? How much they want for it?
That's a
Chinese number. So how? How much is
Chinese
place? Oh. You should go the other way. It's fishing in your mind.
No.
Or you go the other way. Yeah.
Bear with me, ma'am.
Alrighty.
Okay. I've gone ahead and got that refunded for you, ma'am. So, you ready for the refund confirmation numbers, ma'am?
Oh, wow. I ain't got no VPN. Yep.
Okay. Your first refund confirmation number is going to be for the 3251, and that's 6074.
Wait a minute. 60.
7-4.
Uh-huh.
3.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be 6-8-9-5-7.
6-8-9-5-7.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what is the name of this company again?
Yes, ma'am. I have one more refund confirmation number. Are you ready for it?
Yes.
It's going to be 60728538868, and that's for 3216. So those refunds will be back on your account within 3 to 5 business days.
So the 31?
32, 51, and then 32, 16.
Okay, and what is the name of this company again?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to spell it for you. Ready?
Yes.
Keto, K-E-T-O, and then A-S-C-E-N-D.
A-S-C-E-N-D.
Mm-hmm. That's correct, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. And what is your name?
My name is Joseph, ma'am.
Joseph. Pretty name. Okay. So when I looked on my bank statement, why didn't it don't say keto? It says another whole long word.
I do apologize, ma'am. We do have a third-party billing company do the billing for us, ma'am. So if it doesn't come up under that, it would come up under that company's name.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. But we're the ones billing you, ma'am.
Okay.
It's just how it shows up. Depends on
who the billing is.
Who the company we do billing is. Yeah. If it doesn't comply with the product, what you ordered, then it would be by the company who processes the billing for us.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else I can do for you, ma'am?
Well, I tell you, I'm missing out $184, and the only thing they can do is give me back $65. That's a fucking ripoff, ain't it? But he swore it down. That's the best they can do.
I do apologize.
I know
ma'am.
One thing. I know. There ain't enough apology in the world. I'm a single parent with two damn kids, and I know the next time I'd order nothing for nothing. No matter how careful you think you read a fine print.
I understand.
But I'm not going to go into that.
Okay.
Thank you for asking me. The first person catch your attitude, and I was just trying to get it, my money back.
I understand.
So I thank you for helping me.
You're welcome, ma'am. Well, what I can go ahead and do is I can adjust that, so it would be a 50% refund instead for you.
Okay. That would be even better.
Let me go ahead and adjust those credits for you. Give me one moment. Give me one moment, ma'am.
All right.
One moment, ma'am.
All right.
I'm adjusting that for you. Give me one moment, ma'am. Okay, so I went ahead and adjusted that credit. So what you're going to be getting back instead is going to be $46.45. Same refund confirmation number that ends in 957, and then the other one is going to be 4594, and that one's going to end in 868, ma'am. Same refund confirmation numbers. Yes, ma'am. So you'll see the refunds back in your account within about 3 to 5 business days, okay?
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Is there anything?
Okay. No, that would be it. That would be
okay,
it.
Thank you. For calling customer
support. It ain't all of it, but it's better than the YouTube. Have a great day, night, evening. Bye.